Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Chavches. We started the last year, the last parak here in Masechta Sukkah, and we will start a little bit into the Gemara, into the fifth parak here on the Chavavim and Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, where we just quoted the Machlokas, whether the Chalil is Docha Shabbos or Yontif. When one plays a musical instrument, so the Lachor, that's an Isser Drabanan, right? Playing a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yontif is an Isser Drabanan. There's no Daraisa, it's not one of the Malachas, but it is an Isser Drabanan of Shema Yisakein Klei Shir. Maybe you might come to fix the a musical instrument. There is a famous Taz, I'll even call it famous, because there's a whole Sefer called HaTaz HaYadua, right? Where one of the Gdolim in Brooklyn has many Sfarim out, and one of them is called HaTaz HaYadua, which is this Taz. It appears in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas in Yaradeya. The Menchas Chinuch quotes this Taz 10 times, at least, where the Taz wonders, you know, if you can't blow, you can't use musical instrumental Shabbos or Yontif, so how are you allowed to blow shofar? How about a shofar? Forget Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday. Right, lo adu rosh. So any of the other days. Mm-hmm. So the answer the Taz gives is that the Torah says you can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And if you're going to tell me that if when it falls out on Shabbos you don't blow shofar, okay, the Chazal could do that because there's still a time when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me you never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period, that would be asring a davar shemefurish patorah leheter. And anytime the Torah is matir something mefurash, Chazal don't have the power to aser it. And his example is Mila Bismano on Shabbos. Right, Tosis' question in Megillah. Why don't we say, why isn't there a Gzeira d'Rabba, no Bris Mila on Shabbos? Because Shema, you might come to carry the knife. So he said, no, there's an extra pasuk in Parshas Tazria, Uvayoma Shmini Yom Basar Alaso. But Yom Afilu B'Shabbos is as if it says there, you do Bris Mila on Shabbos. If you're going to tell me you never do Bris Mila on Shabbos, then it's going to be neged, asering the davar mefurish patur laheter, and therefore it is not allowed. So, but that's regarding the Menachas Chinuch uses this many times, just one that popped into my head now, the Gemara, that talks about there's a machlokas. We know that Ezra was fined because there were no Levium that came back with him to buy Yesheni, so he fined them and he took away Meiser Rishon from them. And therefore, you have to give Truma to the Kohen, but Meiser Rishon, as long as you take out the Truma's Meiser from the Meiser Rishon, is not also to a Yisrael to eat. So therefore, he said, you know what? So there's a question. Did he say to give it to the Kohen? Did he say, you're not allowed to give it to the Levi? So the Menachas Chinuch discusses, according to the Manda Amar, that you're not allowed to give it to the Levi, isn't that against this Taz? Right? The Torah says, give it to the Levi. I'm going to say it's also to give it to the Levi. Right? Always. Right, so there's a diyuk that he has in the Rambam. The Rambam writes bid do ro. In his door, he made it for that time, and not forever. But this is a Leibedik Taz, as they call it. There's a lot written about this over the past couple hundred years. But that has to do with the issue of instruments or Shabbos and Yontif. So here we have Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says the Chalil of a Karban. Everybody agrees that the Chalil of Simchas Pesach Shoeva is not Doche Shabbos or Yontif, because that's an extra Simcha Yaseira, and it is not an Iker part of what's going on. But the Chalil, the instruments during the time of a Karban, right? So the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that's Mutter, and the Chacham say Aser. So what's that Machlokas about? That's what we're up to. So Al Datehon, we just said the Mishnah Erechon is also like Rabbi Yehuda. Al Datehon, Dilan Rabbanan, according to those Rabbanan who say it's Aser Lameino Doche. Why is it not Doche? And we said here, like Tosas pointed out, there is Shvus Bamikdash Mishum Sheinu Mechuvar. Because it is not clear. It is not clear. What does that mean? It is not clear, explains the Karban Eida. It's not clear that the shir, the musical instrument, is Daraisa. Meaning what? There's a machlokas. Iker Shira Bepeh or Iker Shira Bikli. What is the Iker? So says the Karban Eida here that the Rabbanon say Iker Shira is the vocals. Right, the instrument's just background accompaniment. So that's not doche. Only the ikar is going to be doche. If the ikar shira would be bakli, so then you would say it's doche. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita. But they all think ikar shira bepeh. Shelavim omrim hilkachena doche the Shabbos. Doesn't the pasuk say though of haksiva ha'am machalalim bachalilim? Right, the pasuk says that they were playing the flutes. Right, so doesn't that show that that's an ikar part? But no, that's talking about the Bisimchas Beis HaMikdash. Bisimchas Shlomo HaKos Medaber. That's not about a Simcha of the Karban. That's a Simcha when they built the Beis HaMikdash and Shlomo made a party, so they were playing the Chalilim. But Iker Shira could still be Bepeh according to the Chachamim. Period. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Mamol, Agadata is here. Agadata is here. The pasuk tells us, look at the first half of the pasuk. Often the Yerushalmi will only quote half the pasuk, that we don't. The ikar part, the first part of the pasuk, Hashir yiyeh lachem, kelelis kadesh chag, the song, right? This is Yeshayo forecasting that, Hashir yiyeh lachem, the song, when the soldiers of Sancheriv will ultimately be, destroyed, you will sing a song, kelelis kadesh chag, you'll sing hallel like you do on the night of Pesach. Kelelis kadesh chag. Now we get to the next part of the pasuk. V'simchas levav, and the simcha of your hearts, kaholech b'chalil. And the simcha of your hearts will be like the chalil lavo kahar Hashem. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring bikurim. So that's the, pasuk that is brought here. The simcha's leila kaholech b'chalil calls mancha chalil noheg, hahal noheg. Right? So you see in that pasuk, you have in the pasuk, chalil mentioned and halal mentioned. So you know, Hallel and the Chalil go together. That's the pasuk. Period. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Mamol, Lama Koran es Hallel kol shivas yimei achag. Why do we say Hallel every day of Sukkos? Why do we emphasize that we say Hallel every day of Sukkos? Right? Why did the Karban Eida? Lama tikru chachamim shechalil makadavka b'yim elu shekoran Hallel. What's the connection of Hallel and Chalil? What's special? Keneged alulav shu mischadish kol shiva. Because the mitzvah of lulav is renewed every single day, right? We make a new brach of anatilas lulav every single day. So that somehow connects to the idea of halal every day and the chalil. This might be underneath, it might be telling us what the Bavli seems to say also. The Gemavli in two places discusses what is the mechaya for halal, right? We said that we had earlier, there are 18 days a year that we say halal, full halal, and 21 days in Chutz La'aretz, but 18 days. So what's the ingredients, right? What are the 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 days of Sukkot, that's 16, 1 day of Shavuos, and 1 day of Pesach, right? Those are the 18 days. They ask the Gemara, and what about Shabbos? And what about Rosh Chodesh? And what about Purim? And what about Hanukkah? And what about, the rest of Pesach? So the Gemara discusses all of this, right? In Megillah and here in, I'll read it from Arachin, Daf Yud. So Gemara says, what about Maishna? What's the difference between Sukkot and Pesach? That's the biggest question. Sukkot gets a Hallel every day. Pesach doesn't. We say half Hallel, right? Which is a Din Drabanan. Maishna Pesach Dol Amrinah. So the Gemara answers the answer of Chaluk and Karban Osehen. Sukkot has a different Karban every single day. Pesach doesn't. Same Karban. So what does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain a different Karban reflects a new Kedushas Hayom. Every day of Sukkot is a new Kedushas Hayom. Reflected by a different carbon. So that might be also what our Gemara is saying. Every day has a new chiv of lulav, right? It's not just once, right? Pesach was a chiv of matzah the first night, and that's it. The rest of the time is just an isser to eat chametz. There's no chiv to eat matzah. But, so it might reflect, it's all one big kedushas hayom. The Gemara, just to finish, the Gemara says, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has a special carbon. Chalukah carbon, the same, why no halel? Lo ikri moed. It's not called a moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Lo ikdish pa'asiyas malacha. It's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha that day. So you need Isser Malacha, special carbon, called a Moed. Three. Rosh Hashanah has all three. Yom Kippur has all three. Inappropriate. Glad it's on this throne of justice. If you have to remember Shira, right, the Malachim will bother by that. What about Purim? What about Hanukkah? Hanukkah doesn't have Isser Malacha. That's a different type of halal, but Pnei HaNes. The Bnei HaNes, not because of the Moed, because of the Nes. And why Purim, why we don't say Hallel? So you have the three reasons given by the Gemara. There's an interesting question that the Achronim ask, and that is, what about Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, right? Because Shabbos, you don't say Hallel, why? Because it's not called a Moed. But Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is no Isser Malacha. But Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is an Isser Malacha. Right? So maybe Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you should say full Hallel, because you have all the ingredients. So this goes to the great discussion of, is it Shabbos, comma, Rosh Chodesh? Or is it Shabbos, hyphenated Rosh Chodesh? If it's Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, there happens to be two Yemei Kedusha, or two special days, one on top of another, but never the twain shall meet. It's two separate Kedushas. Shabbos still has the problem, and Rosh Chodesh still has its problem. It's only if you can only ask that question if you view it as one theme. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is called Moed, which has an Isser Malacha, so then you have the Kasha. But the answer is that maybe it's two on top of another, and therefore we don't say it. But there's a lot discussed there. Rav Chaim, they quote B'Shem the Salvechiks. You know, usually the Salvechiks are very makpid and makber for many shitas and choshesh, but they quote that their Salvechiks wore tefillin, did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's a big discussion. Machlokas, B'chaber, the Ramad, you wear tefillin. So it doesn't seem to be any Mefurish Gemara about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So the Salvechiks, the Rav Salvechik said, he spoke to his father, he said, no, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Mefurish Gemara that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Where's that? The Gemara we just quoted. What do you mean? Because the Gemara says, what about Pesach and is there to be Pesach and Sukkos? So the Gemara says, different Pesach has all the same carbon. Then the Gemara says, and what about Rosh Chodesh? Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. It wasn't sanctified with the nesir malacha. Why didn't the Gemara say that previously about Chol HaMoed Pesach? Right? It must be, no. Chol HaMoed is ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Isra malacha on Chol HaMoed, there's an Isra malacha with heterim. But it's ikdish, but it has full kedushas yantif. And therefore, it's an os like yantif. Just like Shabbos is an os, yantif is an os. They own what's filling when there's an os. So that's why they thought, the Salvechiks thought, that it's a beferish gemara. Okay, we continue. Again, there's a lot here on all of these dafim. V'lama min kol ilein milaya chalil taninan. Why do you connect the chalil, the flute, with halel? With all of these, right? Why do you you connect this dafka, this instrument, with saying halel? So Gemara says, zelakitzim, zelakitzim, because each one only comes up rarely. Right? It's, prakim yiduim, karbonada. You only play the flute every once in a while, and you only have hollow once in a while. Zechaviv, zechaviv. And each of them are very beloved because it's so rare. Vitalu chaviv, bechaviv. But we connect the two beloved, ideas of halel and chalil. Period. There's a Mishnah later on, the Gemara quotes now, where we're gonna have a similar idea. The Mishnah later on tells us that we know on Shavuos, on Shabbos, let's start with Shabbos, we have the lechem upon him, every Shabbos. On Shavuos, we have the shtei lechem, special carbon brought on Shavuos from the new wheat. From the new wheat, chitim, the barley, the omer brought on Pesach is from barley, and the shtei lechem on Shavuos is from wheat, and it is chametz. It is one of the few carbonates mincha that are chametz, right? Almost everything is matzah. Right, the carbon toda has 30 matzah and 10 chametz. Every once in a while you have one, but not very rarely do you have chametz. So on yontif, if it's yontif Shabbos, then you're splitting up the shtei halechem and the lechem apanim. So the Mishnah says, you give everybody a little of each. You're not allowed to say in Hilchos Karbanos, you take this type of carbon and I'm going to take that type of carbon. You can't split it that way. You could have to split up every within every type. Everybody's got to get a little bit. So two versions. Uba'atzeres omer. And on Shavuos, the Mishnah says later on, Omer lo, we say to the Kohen, Helech matzah, helech chametz. Have some matzah, have some chametz. We give him some matzah, which is the lechem upon him, and we give him chametz, which is the shtei lechem. Is Tani Tani, the other version, flip it, Helech chametz, helech matzah. You offer them chametz first. What's the difference? Man damar helech matzah, the one who says take matzah first, Shehu, we're going to flip the girsa. Tadir. Matzah is more common. Tadir, tadir, shena, tadir. You have matzah every week. The lechem upon him. Mandamar helech chametz shehu chaviv. But chametz comes up rarely, right? Shtei halechem, very, very, not often. So that's why the same issue with same issue over there with chaviv. The Bavli mentions that the chametz is the ikker. The shtei halechem is but special today, and maybe that's why you would do the chametz first. Period. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let's get back to the beginning of the parak. Lama nikra shma beis shoeva. Why is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Why is the place in the Beis HaMikdash that, where the Ezra's Nashim, where this whole party takes place, why is it called Beis HaShoeva? So this is not in the Bavli, right? The Bavli talks about Usha'avtem Mayim Besaso, and the water, you're drawing the water. What do we have here in the Yerushalmi? And all the Rishonim there, quote this Yerushalmi, Shemisham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. They draw, Ruach HaKodesh is in the air. It's in the air. Al shem ushaft mayim besason mi mayne hayeshua. Like it says, I will draw the, and it quotes that pasuk too. The Marsha talks about the, how to put together the pasuk with the she'iva of Ruach HaKodesh. The 2 points. Rabbeinu Bachai, a rishon and an achron. Rabbeinu Bachai in Zos HaBracha, it's a yesodistic Rabbeinu Bachai. He says on the pasuk, Ulu Levi Amar, there are 4 levels of prophecy, of nevuah. It's not really nevuah, but 4 levels of communication with God. The lowest level is the Bas Kol, Urim V'tumim, Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. Those are the four. V'kulan Madregos Chaluko Zula Malamizu, V'kulan Nimshachos Ben Amida Hanikrei Sedek. Okay. V'nei Mevar Aloch, and let me explain to you. Bas Kol. Bas Kol, it doesn't say Bas Kol and not Ben Kol, V'yesh HaKol Nomer V'ashkacha M'chuvenes V'chul. That's the lowest level. He talks about the male and the female. V'kol azeh, bas kol hu ayah nishma tamid l'chach mi'atalmud l'chassidi adoros. In the days of the Gemara, they used to still use bas kols. Number two, Urim Betumim. That's where the letters lit up, and the Kohen was able to interpret. Madriga shlishis, Ruach HaKodesh. V'hi amidah ha'asiris b'midas hanavi. It's the lowest level of nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh, hu sheyim sahadam ba'atzmo levrachav, v'yizdamnu b'fiv dvarim nifla'im. The Yagid Ha'asidos, V'lo Yizbatlu Hargashos of Klal. He doesn't lose his faculties, like Nevuah. Avo Yotzi Advarim B'fiv, Mipiv, Kefi Mashi Yasim B'fiv Ruach HaKodesh. V'hu Eini Yodea Me'ayin Balo Advarim. He doesn't know where it's coming from. That's Ruach HaKodesh is like somewhere he still has his faculties, but he doesn't realize what he's saying. And of course, Nevuah is the highest level, and there are many levels within. But that's one where we talk here about Ruach HaKodesh. The Meshechachma at the end of the Torah. The last Meshechachma in the Torah, before he has a piece on Hadron. But the last Meshechachma in the Torah, we talk about the last pasuk. Ulachol Hamora Hagadol. He's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says the Meshechachma, usually, Ruach HaKodesh only comes from Simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique in that he got it out of a state of Mora, of Yira. We're going to have a line. But he says, Ki be'es nisa chamayim v'simchas be'es ha'shoeva, ha'yishovim Ruach HaKodesh, Yerushalmi, af mishalo hayamucham l'nevuah. Even people who weren't ready and positioned for Nevuah normally, they would get it because the Beis HaMikdash was a machon, that spot at that time was a machon amiyuchad. We'll see soon. Yonah ben Amitai. But only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get it outside the Mikdash, outside the contours of this of a simcha, Moshe got it in a state of mora. U'l'chol ha'mora ha'gadol. He has that on that pasuk. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara tells a story. Dalma, remember, introduces a story. Rav Levi, v'Yehuda bar Nachman. Havinas vin tartin silin. They used to take two coins. They took two coins for l'chora, giving shir. What they do? Meil mitzam sakala kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, we have nowadays, we have like, whenever you go to a concert, there's like the opening act. The opening act, and then everybody comes. So they were the opening act for Rabbi Yochanan. They used to give shir to help everybody stay in their places and get ready, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And the first you wonder here, one second. Number one, you could allow to take money for learning Torah, for teaching Torah. That's a big sugya. The Rambam is very anti. The Shulchan Aruch explains the heterim. But the Yefei Mara in the back says they were very poor. Ein lo mala hisparnes. That's one of the heterim. Others say the Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim says they were basically babysitting. They weren't really getting paid for Torah. They were getting paid for getting everybody ready for Rabbi Yochanan Shir. Okay, they're heterim. So they were getting ready. So all Reb Levi, one time Reb Levi got up at this opening act and he said, Yonah ben Amitai me'asher haya. Yonah ben Amitai, which shevet was he from? Right, he was from Asher. Because it says, Asher lahorish is Yoshe Akov as Yoshe Tzidon. Asher did not get rid of the people who lived in Akov and Tzidon. They lived, Asher lived there, but they didn't get rid of all their enemies. And it says, V'ksiv, and it says, Hashem says to Eliyahu. Remember the story about the Isha Tzarfatit. Kum lech Tzarfata Asher le Tzidon. Go to Tzidon. That's where the woman is. And remember, Eliyahu did Tchias HaMesim on the baby. And that baby, according to Chazal, was Yonah. So Yonah was in Tzidon, and Tzidon was Asher. So that's the first opinion. So that's what the Levi said in his opening act. All Rabbi Yochanan heard about what his opening act said and argued. V'darash Yonah ben Amitai mizvulin haya. No, he was from Zvulin. T'chsev ayal agor al hashlishi l'bnei Zvulun l'mishpachosam. Pasuk says that in Sefer Yeshua, Zvulun got third. V'chsev umisham avar, and there the border went kedma mizracha, gita chefer ita katzin. It mentions gita chefer. And v'ksiv, and it says, k'dvar Hashem, elokei Yisrael, asher diber b'yad avdo, Yonah ben Amitai anavi, asher mikat ha-chefer. So you see that Yonah was from Zvolun, not from Asher. B'shuvsa charaisa, the next Shabbos, the opening act, Levi wanted to show that Rabbi Yochanan is not against me. Amar Rabbi Levi, li Yehuda bar Nachman. Really, it wasn't his, they switched off every Shabbos. So really, what's it supposed to be Levi's turn? So he says to Yehuda ben Achman, you know what? You could take the money. Let me just give shir. Savlach ilein tartin silaya. You take the money. Ve'eyo mitzamsa kalakumi Rabbi Yochanan. Let me give the shir. Says, okay. All the Amar Kumeir. And he says, Yafilim dud Rabbi Yochanan. I agree with Rabbi Yochanan. I agree. Imo me asher va'aviv mizvulin. Right? We were talking about different. When I said he was from Asher, that's his mother. Rabbi Yochanan said his father. Why? How do we know that? How do we know that the Yarkaso Al Sidon? It says that Zvulin's border was up until, that's how we're translating Al Sidon. It was up until Sidon, meaning Sidon was from Asher. But we darshin from Yarkaso, Yarech, the thigh, Sheyatza Mimena, Mit Sidon Haya. The thigh that he came out of, meaning Yonah, was from Sidon. Who's the thigh? The mother. The mother. His mother was from Asher, and the father was from Zvulun. Okay. So one of the first in the back, the Sefer Kfod Chachamim, Lamai Nafgamina. Why do we care what Shevet Yonah was from? Whatever Shevet he was from. Might the Hava, as the Gemara might ask elsewhere. So he explains that maybe the Gemara says in the Bavli, Ein l'chol shevet shlohem in neviim. Every shevet had prophets from it. V'nira, and this is the Sefer Kfod Chachamim. Shahayu kulam shkulam b'mayla achas. What do you mean they all had? It means that all the shvatim were equal. V'lo haya malo shem shevet mechavera. Don't think one shevet was better than the other one. So v'yim kain, maybe this is their issue. Because Asher is from one of the shvachos. And Zvulun is from Leah. So maybe that's the machlokas. Manda ramei Asher haya im kain. Miyona Raya Shagam Beshevet Asher Shahaya Mizilpa Haya Bonavi. Even the Bnei Shvachos had Neviim. When the Chazal say every Shevet had a Navi, even the Bnei Shvachos. V'yem kein memela vada she'en l'chol kol shevet shalom in Neviim. U'mishom shem shkulim. So Asher. The Avamandara Mizvulin Haya. If it was Vulin, imkein, Svirale she'en Raya Bazeh. She'en l'chol shevet shalom in. Maybe it's only the Bnei Ha Nashim, not the Bnei HaShvachas. So he says maybe that's one possibility. He has another possibility, but that's a suggestion of what it was Lamaisa. But again, according to the Medrash, according to the Midrashim, right, the Karban Eidi here quotes from the Pirkei Dovelazar, the Pnei Moshe here quotes from the Bereishis Rabbah, Yonah was that baby that the Eliyahu Navi did Tchias HaMeisim to. Good. We continue now. Viksiv Vayered Yafo. Vayered Yafo. It says that he went down, Yonah went down to Yafo. But 1 second. Lo tzurcha dila vayered akko. If he was from one of these shvatim, Asher is Zvulun, they were both up north. He's trying to run away from God. Remember the story? Why do you have to go all the way down to Yafo, which is all the way in the, right by Baidan? There's a much closer port that Yonah could have run to take in a boat. He could have gone to Akko. So Reb Yonah says, Yonah ben Amitai me oli regalim hayu. He was from Ola Regel, right? Meaning he got this nevuah not up north at home, and then he ran to the port. He got it in the base of Migdash. This is what this whole story is doing here. Me'ol regalim haya v'nichnas l'simchas beis hashoeva v'sheiris l'av ruach hakodesh. He walked in the base of hashoeva. He didn't know. All of a sudden, he got ruach hakodesh. He was scared out of his wits. Right? We had shirim in the past. What did Yonah think he was doing? He was running away. He didn't never have this before. Right? He v'sheiris l'av ruach hakodesh l'lamedcha she'in ruach hakodesh shore ella alev sameach. He was besimcha, and when he reached the heights of the simcha, then he was zocha to the lev sameach, to the ruach hakodesh that he saw. Right, the nevuah is ruach hakodesh is only shown on a lev sameach. The Rambam connects us to nevuah, not just ruach hakodesh. The Rambam talks about nevuah where he says that the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yisodei Torah, call the neviim, einam asav v'chol eishe yirtzu. You can't get a nevuah whenever you want. No. And that's why you have Bnei Nevi'im that tried to be in a good mood and get musical instruments playing for them when they wanted Nevuah. Period. My time, where's the source for this that you have to be in a good mood for Simcha to get Ruach HaKodesh? That's the end of the pasuk. When the Menagin played, then Elisha was put into a good mood and he had the Yad Hashem on him. Amar Reb Binyam Bar Levi. Once we're talking about Nagin and Menagin, remember this pasuk by David HaMelech. Ella kinagin biminagin, or we're going to relate it to David. Kinagin biminagin inksiv kan. Doesn't say when the person played the harp, the musical instrument. Ella vaya kinagin haminagin. It's the minagin started playing. And this is a reference to the Gemara at the beginning of Mesechus Brachus, that David HaMelech had the harp above him, and that was his alarm clock. The wind started going through it and started playing, and in that way, he was able to wake up. Atiyah love, Yad Hashem. Period. Tani. Amar Reb Yehuda. New section. Kol shelo ra difli itztava shel Alexandria. Whoever never saw the gorgeous, humongous shuls in Alexandria, in Egypt, lo ra kavod Yisrael miyamav. Right, why is this here? Because it sounds like the same lashon. If you never saw a simcha de shoeva, you never saw a simcha. If you never saw this shul, you never saw any shul. Kamin basilki gadola haya. Again, it's described in the Bavli too. It's like I had a huge basilica. Fa'astav lifnim istav haisa. It had double benches. Pa'amim hayuba kiflayim kiyotzei Mitzrayim. Sometimes it had more than a million people. Is this literal? Million. Double yotzei Mitzrayim. Double 600,000. 1.2. V'shivim katedra'u shalzav hayusham. They had 70 golden thrones and chairs, mikuba'os avanim tovanim argolias. Tovanim argolias. That had beautiful golden, stones and pearls on it. Keneged shivim zakenim. Our gear says keneged 70 zakenim. Others had shivim ve'echad, right? 71. Keneged. They had their own Sanhedrin in Mitzrayim. V'kol achas v'achas ha'iso amedes be'esrim v'chamish ribo din arizov. And each one of them cost 25,000, 25 or 250,000 golden, dinar. Ubima shall eitz be'emsa. Ooh, like the Bavli also says. The bima was in the middle. This is the source in Shas for having a bima in the middle of the shul. The Rama quotes that. The Rama quotes that they're based on the Rambam, and this is the source. To have a bima in the middle of the shul. That's what the Rama says in Simin Kufnun in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, says the Rama. Va'osin bima be'emsa Beis HaKnesses. She'yamod aleha kori batorah v'yishmu kulam. And they could all hear it. That's the Ramah. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva that's quoted Simin Chavches in Or HaChaim, where he discusses the reform. He says a lot of the reform, they're moving the bima up to the front, because that's what the churches have. They have their altars all the way at the front. And he says it's Chas V'Shalom and Chukos HaAkum. He says it's terrible, terrible. He says you have to have it in the middle. Misvar Kivin She'anu Machzikim HaBima Shebakor and Parshas HaKamadis Kumam is Be'ach. And it's in the middle. So it's got to be in the middle, and therefore, chas v'shalom, they should change anything. That's what he talks about here in the in Simin Chavches, in the Chuvis. We don't have time to read it, but that's where it is. The chazan ha'kneses omed alea, and the chazan stands on it. V'amar echa minyan, the gross batorah, and when somebody reads Torah, hayam amunah made it v'sudara, and here it is. The gaba used to wave the flags, v'hinon erachav amen. Everybody knew to say amen. I'll call bracha u'bracha, shayim evarech, and every bracha amunah made it v'sudara, and they should wave the flags, v'hinon erachav amen. All the Rishonim. Tosfos already says, what isn't there, so we had a couple weeks ago, right? Amen Yisoma. Could you answer Amen to a bracha you don't hear? Isn't that an Amen Yisoma, an orphan Amen? Right? So Tosfos says, two days. Tosfos, Dafnan Bey says, well, they knew which bracha it was, they just couldn't hear it. The only problem is if you have no idea, everybody's saying Amen, so you would say Amen. You don't have no idea what the bracha is, that's a problem with Amen Yisoma. But here they knew, they kept track of what bracha it was, number one. Number two, Tosfos says, the Odie Shlomar, that the only problem was, as we had earlier in the Yerushalmi, if you want to be Yotzei with a bracha, you don't hear. That's an Amen Yisoma, because you're not Yotzei. But if you're not trying to be Yotzei, you're just hearing a bracha saying Amen, that's okay. That's not a problem. Afal Pikein, and the Gemara now is a fascinating fact, Afal Pikein, even though there was a ton of people, it wasn't Balagan. Lohayo Yoshin Mu'ur Bavin, they didn't sit all mixed up. El Yoshin Kal Umnes Onus Bifnei Atzma. They sat by profession. Shem, why? Why did all the carpenters sit together and the painters sit together? Shem yavo achsanoi. If a guest come, yedid bakvenim naso, he'll know to sit with his profession. Umishamai sa panasasa yotza. And from there, he'll make panasa. Meaning, he'll start talking a raya, a mucker for talking in shul. No, chas v'shalom. Talking in shul. Like, what? Must be after shul. They didn't talk in shul, but mamish, between the aliyahs, I don't know. But this is what Gemara says. The Gemara says, they all used to sit in shul together, and they gave each other jobs. Amazing. Mi hechriva, and who destroyed that huge city of Alexandria? Troginus HaRasha. There's different versions in different sources in Chazal. Tini, says the Gemara. The carbonate that says, why was Alexandria destroyed? Reb Shimon ben Yochai, b'shlosh makamos, who's Yisrael, shlo lasha l'eres Mitzrayim. There are three different sukkim that mention the Isser of living and returning to Egypt. Shneemar, ki kasher isa mes Mitzrayim hayom, lo tosiv l'rosam v'odah arolam. You see Mitzrayim today, you won't see it again. Don't go back. V'asher amar lachem, lo tosiv l'shub b'derech hazeod. V'shivcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'anios. Three different sukkim. U'b'shlosh tonchazru, three times we went back to Mitzrayim. U'b'shlosh tonaflu, and three times we fell. The communities fell. Achaz me Sancheref, Malachashu, in the days of Sancheref. Shemra Hoy Hayordim Mitzrayim La Ezra. Right in the days of Sennacherib, the king, Hoshea ben Ela, he went against Navi's advice. He went to make an alliance with Mitzrayim. And what happened? Maksib Basrei, Mitzrayim, Adam velo El, Vishusayim Basar velo Ruach. Vashem Yado Vikoshal Ozer ben Ofel Chulu, and we were destroyed. V'yachaz made Yochanan ben Kareach. Yochanan was the leader of the Jews after Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. And Yirmiyahu Navi said, stay here. It'll be okay. And instead they went to Mitzrayim. V'yisachar v'asher atem yirei mimena. The sword that you fear, Sham tasik eschem v'gomer. You're going to get it in Mitzrayim? Just stay here. But they didn't listen and they went back to Mitzrayim. And v'yachaz mimei trogainis harasha. And the other one is this one. What happened? Nolado ben b'tisha b'av. He had a son on Tisha b'av, v'hayu misanin, and they were fasting. His daughter died on Hanukkah, and they lit candles. So his wife said, what are these Jews doing? Before you go destroy some other enemy, should get the Jews that rebelled against you. So he went to get the Jews. What was supposed to take him 10 days took him 5 days. And he came and they were learning Torah. Bipsuka, and they learned the Pasuk Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachem. We say, Aretz Vagomer. There's going to be a nation that comes from far away and destroys you. Amrlan, he says to them, Ma Vizan Asiku, new. What are you learning? Maybe they shouldn't have told him. Amrin Le Hachin, they said, yeah, this is the Pasuk. Vachain Amrlan, he says, oh, it must be this is a sign from God. Hahu Gavra, Hu Dechash of Mesi, Lasar Yomin, that guy, meaning me, it should have taken me 10 days. Vasal Achamcha took me 5 days. He Kifan Legionus for Hargun. So he killed everybody. He says to all the women, first he killed all the men. They says to the women, if you give yourselves over to my soldiers, you know, I won't kill you. They say, my da'ad is ba'araya of the bilaya. What you did to those people on the grounds, meaning you could do to us. V'irev daman b'daman, and their blood's mixed together. V'halach adam b'yam ad kifras, the dam went all the way to Cyprus. Bo'os asha nigda keren Yisrael. At that time, a terrible crown was cut off. Right? The crown of the Jewish people, the crown of that type of a grandeur is not going to come back. It's not going to come back until Mashiach comes in that case. Again, there's a big discussion. Maybe we'll start with it next time about the living in Egypt and the Rambam. How'd he leave in Egypt? And there were great communities that violated, but quote unquote violated, but it must be some type of reason. Okay, we will stop here.